Good morning. May Jesus bless you today again. This morning, I want to speak on a subject I had given here at church a little while ago. And this is titled, Your Relationship with Christ, Legalistic or Personal? And you've probably heard those terms before, legalistic or personal. We need a personal relationship with Christ, or maybe you've heard people say, oh, that's legalistic when challenged on a Bible truth. These are terms that get tossed around a lot these days, and that's what was motivational to me to speak on it. Both terms are often used today, but neither are used in the King James Bible. But that just means that these terms weren't necessarily in use in that day when the Bible was translated. The idea of personal relationship or legalistic relationships would definitely be in Scripture. The definition of legalism is the strict adherence or the principle of strict adherence to law, prescription, especially to the letter rather than the spirit. What do we mean by personal relationship with the Lord? Well, if it's personal, you are walking with the Lord, and it's you and Him. You're conversing with one another. You're walking together. You have your input, and He has His input, and it's a mutual relationship. Like in Luke 9:23, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That's a personal relationship. If we deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow Jesus. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. If Christ is within us, that's a personal relationship with the Lord. And Scriptures speak many, many times of us being in Christ, Christ being in us, like Romans 8:1, for example. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:6. Speaks directly of legalism and of a personal relationship, also, although it doesn't use those terms. It says, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Now notice the Spirit here is not capitalized. It's a small s. And if you look in the New King James, I believe it's capitalized, but according to my opinion, this should not be capitalized. It's not talking about the Spirit of Christ. We'll go on, we'll get into later on here what it actually is talking about. But this is a very serious matter. It speaks about life and death, and it is that serious. It's death if we walk in the letter, and life if we walk in the Spirit. Considering the narrow way, there are always two ditches. For every mile of road, there are two ditches. And whenever God comes up with the right way, the devil comes up with counterfeits. And usually you can veer off from the truth on one side, or you can veer off on the other side. It's not like it's safer to stay to the one side of the narrow way. And some have pictured the narrow way being along a cliff, and there's a big mountain on the one side, and there's a big chasm on the other side. And, of course, if that's the case, then you automatically want to veer to the side of the mountain. But I don't believe that's really a correct picture. I think we should realize that it's just as dangerous to veer off on one side as on the other. to veer off in legalism, in dead traditions, or whatever it might be on the one side, or just worldliness on the other side. Both are equally detrimental. The legalistic person always has a misconception of God. He thinks religion is have to. But the one with a personal relationship with the Lord, for him it's a get to. We get to serve the Lord. We get to do the things that belong to true religion. We get to do these things. The legalistic person tries to manipulate his way into receiving approval from God. He sees God as being in heaven, having a big stick ready to hit anybody that gets out of line a bit. And he does what he can to try to please or appease God in his wrath. He doesn't see God as a loving, kind Heavenly Father. Let's consider legal versus personal relationships and citizenship. You know, I'm a citizen of the United States because I was born here. And, President Obama, he's my president. There's a legalistic relationship there. I have a legalistic relationship with President Obama. Not that that's bad, but it's just a legal relationship. We don't know each other. He doesn't know me. I kind of know him a little bit, but we really don't know each other. That's the legalistic relationship. How does it work in marriage? If we have a legalistic relationship, that simply means we've got our marriage license, we got married, and now we're married. That's all that means. Legally, we're married. But that doesn't speak anything for having a close relationship with one another, for being each other's best friends, for loving to spend time together and having grace and love for one another. All the beautiful virtues of a Christian marriage. Having a legalistic marriage relationship is not wrong. It's just that it's legal and that's it. And a personal relationship goes so much further, so much deeper, and it's so much more real. What about a parent-child relationship? You know, I have six children. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful for them. I love them. But if there's no love there, if we just tolerated one another, barely see each other, just once in a while we pass by each other, I would still be their father, and they would still be my children. That would be a legalistic relationship. But praise God, we don't have it that way. We have it much further than that, much deeper, where we love to spend time together. We love one another. We are excited to spend life together. And that's a personal relationship. You see how a legalistic relationship isn't wrong, but God wants us to go so much further than that. Maybe you're a legalistic church attender. You know, you go to church every week, or maybe it's every other week, and you kind of put a mark on your checklist, not for real, but in your heart you do. You know, you've been to church again. Now you've done it. And you really didn't get much out of it, and you didn't go to get much out of it, but you feel better about yourself if you've been to church. That's a legalistic way of attending church. The answer, when we repent from being legalistic, the answer isn't to quit doing the right, but to repent of hypocrisy, to repent of being so shallow in our relationship. I have an illustration or example here from my younger days when I was on the farm at home. We had a donkey. My dad went to the horse sale, and he came home with a donkey. We were all pretty excited about this. We thought, donkey, hey, that's great. We'll have a lot of fun with him. And we did. We stripped him, you know. We were excited to have a donkey on the farm. He'd hee-haw around and just make all kinds of funny-sounding noises that we weren't used to. But there was a problem with this donkey. His name was Henry. We turned him out to the pasture, and whenever we'd stroll through the pasture, he would get really, really worked up. He would come after us and be really violent. In fact, he knocked my brother down one time on the ground and stood on top of him and bit his hand. His hand was bleeding. And somehow my brother managed to get up and get away from him again, but he was not safe at all. And this donkey had a legalistic relationship with us, with my father. You know, legally, my father had bought him. He had brought him home, and he had legal rights to the farm, to the pasture, and to let himself be heard. That was right. He had the right to do that. But a personal relationship with us, it really wasn't there. He didn't like us. He was more happy to hurt us than he was to be kind to us. So this donkey had a legalistic relationship. Wasn't anything wrong with that. But God wants us to go so much further than just simply having a right to his goods. He wants that personal relationship. Well, my time's up. I think I'll be back on this subject tomorrow morning, possibly Saturday morning also. And I'd like to continue talking about what it is. What is the difference between a legalistic relationship and a personal relationship with Christ? God bless you. Walk with the Lord today and be blessed.